From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Phoebe Zimmerman, reading Tennessee Moon by Nora Hess. Now let's begin with Tennessee Moon, Chapter 1. The belt made a whacking sound as it landed on tender flesh, making the young girl dig her fingers and bare toes into the rough carpet where she'd been flung. She bit her tongue so as not to cry out, as again and again the leather descended on her bare back where her dress had been ripped to the waist. Finally, a sharp cry of pain escaped her clenched teeth. A cruel hand immediately fastened into the red-gold curls that tumbled around her partially bared shoulders. Grabbing a fistful of fine tresses, her tormentor grated out, "What did I tell you about crying out and bringing our neighbors running over here to stick their noses into something that's none of their business? You make another sound, and I'll lash you twice as hard." The belt rose and fell, until Caitlin Barrett fainted. She didn't feel the lifting of the heavy weight that straddled her legs, nor was she aware when heavy feet staggered into an adjoining bedroom. She didn't know how many minutes passed before tender hands carried her and laid her on the narrow cot face down. She came painfully back to awareness as gentle hands carefully washed her bloodied back. When she whimpered, a voice whispered, "Hush, child. Do you want that brute to come back in here with his belt?" Caitlin vigorously shook her head and gritted her teeth as the cleaning of her back continued. She clenched her fists against the pain when a salve was carefully smoothed over her wounds. It was finally done, and she sat up, helping as much as she could when the black woman began to ease the torn dress off her slender body. "I'm going to make you a special tea now that will help some with your pain and put you to sleep," Hattie Smith said as she divided the heavy red-gold hair into two parts.